How are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good, actually, if you really want to know.
You feel like you might be ready come training camp?
Well, basically what we're going to do, we're just going to see how I feel when that time comes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to put a time limit on, you know, I ain't going to put no date and say I'm going to be back mid-season or the first of the season. I ain't put no date on it. We're just going to see how things progress until then.
Where are you at right now? What are you all able to
do? Oh, just like you seen, running sprints, running routes, cone, drill, feet work. You know, I'm doing all those things I was doing before. So I'm pretty much able to do it, like, all my drills, all the wide receiver drills as of right now.
Are you able to cut?
Yeah, of course. Like, four corner drills, put the cones out, go around the cones, run routes, slants, you know, post routes, drags, all the routes, really. So I'm doing a lot of cutting, some jumping, some sprinting. So all the necessary things I need to be doing, I'm doing them now.
Have you been catching balls after practice too? You've been able to do that yet as well?
Yeah, of course. You know, I can get. I used to get on the judge machine, things like that. You know, kind of let the other guys go out since they're really like full speed and let them go and do what they're doing. You know, so I'm still out here doing my thing too. So I'm out here running around too, but. But as of right now, I'm not trying to put no time limit on it.
How long ago did you start running like you are today, like sprinting?
Oh, man. Been a couple months, actually. So this isn't my first time doing it. This ain't my first month doing it. I've been doing it for a while now.
You stuck around here to do rehab?
Oh, yeah, of course. I stayed up here the entire time. I might have went home maybe a week and a half since I got hurt. So the rest of the time, I've been doing my rehab here, you know, with Suge and them, you know, I got a great training staff. You know, they got me on schedule. We got treatments we do, you know what I'm saying? We taking it slow, but also we getting the most work we can.
Can you see them add their getting and quarterback better?
Mm-hmm.
Does that motivate you to get back to be part of that group?
I mean, of course, you know, I'm always trying to get back on the field as soon as I can. But also, when I get back, everyone down here, like including myself, want to make sure that I'm 100%. Like, it's no sense coming back 80-90%. You know, that's not going to really help the team out. And that's what we're trying to do right now, just get me back on the field so I can really help the team.
The doctors told you not to worry about it happening again because it happened once before and then mm-hmm. you had it to both knees. Mm-hmm. Is your body susceptible to it? What did they tell you to explain why it happened?
You know, just got to keep getting the quad strong, you know. And also, when Dr. Boyd went in, he did a great job. He went in and repaired both of my knees for me. So basically what he did something a little different than I had done the first time, which basically tightens it up and strengthens my knee. So I'm not really worried about this.
So they should be strong
again.
And fine then. There should be no issues.
Exactly.
Are
exactly.
You rehabbing quicker this time around?
I must say I really am. You know, I was doing a lot of things, especially with two of them. I'm doing a lot of things that when I had my first one, that I wouldn't even be doing right now. You know, so it's definitely coming back quicker. You know, got a great strength staff. You know, I'm coming here to work. Like, I'm doing my upper body some days, and the rest of the days I'm doing my lower, doing leg press and things like that, and then go in with Sugar now. I do my treatment. I come in early every morning. You know, so it's really a 7 day of the week type thing, not four, not five. Basically, this whole deal is, like, you're going to have some good days. Like, you're going to have days you come out here, you know, I'm feeling great, you know. Then you're going to have other days where you ain't feeling so great. But the thing is, you just keep pushing through those days to get to your better days, and it just starts getting better and better.
Obviously, you would have preferred to avoid all this. Has anything been a blessing in disguise as you go through this process?
You know, like, I was talking to Coach Stu a while back, you know. He was just telling me how he's just, you know, proud of the way I work, you know, because I'm down here every day, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving him my all and everything I do. He just told me that people take notice, you know. Like, if you work hard, come down here with a smile on your face, you know what I'm saying, and do what you got to do, people will notice, and you know what I'm saying? That's a great thing.